As President-elect Donald Trump takes office later this month, many are wondering how his administration might change immigration policy, specifically the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA. It protects children who came to the U.S. illegally with their undocumented parents. KUER's Eric Newman reports on the anxiety and anticipation of those living under DACA in Utah.
At Glendale Middle School on the outskirts of Salt Lake City, Yesenia Sante is helping a classroom of 7th and 8th graders after school with their homework. It's a diverse group, Hispanic and Black kids, and Pacific Islanders and Asian Americans. She asks for prompts from them to write in their journals. One boy, Edgar, chimes in.
Cars. What kind of car would you want when you're a girl?
Meaningful stuff, Edgar.
Fine, I will, but I can give one idea.
Okay, what is it?
What college would you go to and why?
That's a good one.
Sante teaches part-time at Glendale. She's also a junior at the University of Utah, where she's studying elementary education. Sante came to the U.S. from Guatemala when she was 7 years old, and like some of the kids she teaches, she's undocumented.
Our family, we weren't supposed to talk about being undocumented, about coming here just recently from another country. It was something that it was supposed to stay quiet because out of the fear that if somebody found out, we could be separated.
Eventually, Sante applied for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA. President Obama created the program through an executive order in 2012. It protects people who came to the U.S. before they were 16 years old from being deported. President-elect Trump and many congressional Republicans are likely to target Obama's executive orders for repeal, including DACA. Just this week, Attorney General nominee Jeff Sessions mentioned the possibility of dismantling DACA during his confirmation hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee.
It's an executive order, really a memorandum of the Department of Homeland Security. It would certainly be constitutional, I believe, to end that order. And I would, the Department of Justice, I think, could have no objection to a decision to abandon that order.
Over the years, Utah has stood apart from other Republican states in its approach to undocumented immigrants. Utah is one of around a dozen states that offers driver's privilege cards to undocumented people since they can't get driver's licenses. And college students like Yesenia Sante can get in-state tuition for school, although they cannot get federal aid through the FAFSA loan program. And in 2013, Utah Senator Orrin Hatch was the main author of the DREAM Act, the companion bill to DACA. Carolina Nunez teaches immigration and citizenship law at Brigham Young University. She says Mormon ideals help shape Utah's unique approach.
And the LDS Church has been, on the record, fairly sympathetic toward immigrants and has called for immigration policy that doesn't separate families. And so that really lends toward a compassionate view of immigrants, even immigrants who are here without authorization.
In 2010, community and religious leaders created the Utah Compact, a document seeking compassionate solutions to illegal immigration. Lane Beatty is the CEO of the Salt Lake Chamber of Commerce. He helped write it.
It's just not the matter that you ought to build a wall. You also have to solve the problem. And the problem isn't that we have a lot of illegal immigrants in the country. The problem is how do we make sure that those people that are willing to come here, work hard, pay their taxes, how do we get them here?
Utah Republican State Senator Kurt Bramble has dealt with this issue locally, too.
Look, I think it's very difficult when you have an individual who's typically come to find a better life for themselves and their family, but they violated the law to do it.
In 2011, Bramble co-authored a bill that would allow people who are here illegally to get a work permit and pay taxes. He describes it as a rational approach to immigration. The bill passed, but because it relied on authorization from the federal government, Utah has never been able to enact it.
So I think you take it a step at a time. I think it's possible to put forward a proposal that would allow the individuals to come out of the shadows to be granted the authority to work. These kids don't have typically, they don't know any other country than the United States.
When Yesenia Sante was considering applying for DACA, She was scared. It meant admitting to the government that she was undocumented and giving up information that connects her to her parents, who aren't eligible. Still, they told her to apply.
I thought a lot about it, but my mom didn't. My mom's like, no, if you can have a license, if you can have that little bit of hope of doing something, working and stuff, take it. Don't worry about us. We're going to be fine.
For now, even with Utah's unique approach to immigration, Sante and many others utilizing DACA will have to wait and see. Eric Newman, KUER News.